Can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, before you bring us back home with a little Whidbey Island 911, we'll stop in Nebraska and Texas with a couple cases of love gone bad. Burning love in Nebraska. A 19-year-old woman in Lincoln recently broke up with her boyfriend, and on Monday afternoon, she decided to take all the love letters that he had penned to her and set them on fire. She did not realize that one of the letters was still smoldering when she thought, all this burning letters thing is tiring.
Well, guy still writes love letters?
I'm going to take a nap. Yeah, that's old school. Really, writing love letters. 19 years old?
Wow.
Anyways, she put a flame
writing
to it.
Even.
He's not sending her the shorthand text?
Yeah.
No, he wrote out longhand, and she burned it up. Burned all the letters up, but one of them was still smoldering, and so the carpet caught fire. She woke up to the apartment in flames. She did escape, but firefighters kept the fire from spreading to other apartments, though she will be charged now with negligent burning and will be in court. And this other breakup, a little older, and it involves a divorce, but it has the man showing up in court as well. A 51-year-old guy named Paul Nixon from Klein, Texas, is wanted by police after divorcing his wife. Why? Because he never told her about it. Apparently, she found out back in May when she got a bunch of court documents telling her that her divorce was final. Cops investigated, and they figured out that Paul had forged the documents from his wife, forged a signature, and from the notary to make the divorce happen. So now he's wanted for aggravated perjury, and the cops are going to try and track him down. John, he could get 10 years in prison for faking his own divorce and signing his wife's name on there. And because the court now knows about the truth of the divorce, it's been invalidated. So technically, as he goes to jail, he is still married.
Okay. I can't believe it's news.
All right.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And let's have that call sheet of 911 calls coming in to the dispatchers out on Whidbey from Wednesday, July 31st, 10:24 p.m. Highway 20 fast food drive-through. 911 caller says, a drunk guy just threatened me.
You better get them nuggets out here.
Thursday, August 1st, 6:15 a.m., Erie Street Store. 911 caller says, people have been stealing stuff from this place all night.
Well, lock the door.
What point do you just give up? Yeah. Thursday, August 1st, 2:24 p.m., Latine Street. 911 caller says, I just got into an argument with my mother, but nothing physical happened. Thursday, August 1st, 7:51 p.m., Barlow Street. 911 caller says, I think I just saw a guy defecating at the bus stop.
Ouch.
Friday, August 2nd. 3:29 p.m., 6th Avenue. 911 caller says, my couch surfing friend is not taking care of her animals. And finally, Thursday, August 1st, 3:43 p.m., Barrington Drive. 911 caller says, have there been any community speeches about me? I think people are spreading rumors about me.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.